Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, since the Funny Bone has been reopened since, you know, like the end of the year, all these guys are coming through, and I miss them because they can't come in the studio. And this is one of my favorite in-studio guests and very funny comedian. Hey, Dave Landau's
with us. Dave Landau joining us.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Real good, man. How you been? Everything cool?
Are you out every weekend now?
No, close to every weekend. I probably do 2 weekends a month, but I mean, I've been traveling the whole year anyway.
Did you travel? I think obviously they shut things down. You're doing the show with Anthony. I know you do your TV / radio gig. But
yes,
you've been traveling. How long were you off the road during COVID?
Probably like a month and a half. Nothing too bad. But I mean, I wasn't doing every single week. I was doing like once a month, maybe.
Were you doing outdoor shows back east?
Some in, some out, just depend where you're at, all right. You know. So it wasn't horrible to me, but okay. Yeah, I was at that time I was doing Anthony's show, living in his mansion in a room, so it was interesting. It was a fun summer.
Your family's still in Detroit?
Yeah, they're still in Detroit. I was going to move them to New York, but unless you like to see homeless guys go down on each other, it's not really the best place.
Well, you don't have to have the family live near that.
No.
It's a big metro area.
And you don't have to point it out to the kids either, by the way. Hey, check that out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your website. You're back home next weekend. Is that correct?
I am. Yeah. I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Detroit, and then I'm going to take a few weeks off from the road, which is nice because now I want to be off the road as opposed to being forced off the road. So it's a nice difference.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to check out Dave Landau tonight. Two shows tomorrow. Are you in town already?
No, I'm just about to catch a flight, actually, out of Texas, where I'm at right now.
Oh, what's Texas? Were you at a comedy club there in Texas?
Yeah, I was doing a radio show here now.
Okay, got it.
Called Louder with Crowder, which I do online. So okay. I just moved to this show from that show, and there's lots of fun radio drama. I'm sure you guys have been in it before.
Yes.
Just sort of annoying.
Yeah. Yes, we have. Have you felt...
No. What sort of drama? I'm interested.
Oh, I left my other show. and that's it. And so fans feel a little divorced. Like it's, you know...
You left Anthony?
I left Anthony's show because he's moving to South Carolina in a few weeks.
Oh, I didn't know. I did not know that. I didn't see it on the social. I didn't see it on any of the trades. Go ahead.
If you look up any homophobic slur, I'm sure my name's attached to it.
Oh. Well, his fans. I mean, when you were in the studio last time, we talked about that. His fans are pretty harsh, and so
yes.
since you decided to leave, all of a sudden they don't like you now.
Correct. That's how that goes.
Jesus. So they're just yelling homophobic slurs at you just because you left a radio show.
All right. And racial slurs. I mean, granted, they're semi-literate, so you got to kind of read between, you know, but I know what you mean, but there's only one G.
So are you cool with Anthony?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so then why do they care? If your guys are cool, so he's not calling you out, is he?
No, there's just, I called him a couple weeks ago. I decided to stay here. I sent in a letter of resignation for everybody to have.
Right.
And somehow they turned that into that I emailed them and never wanted to come back. And it's like, that's not not what happened.
radio fans can be difficult. Yeah. Right? We understand that.
I wish our fans were that passionate.
Well, they are, but we just go, we don't care. Yeah. They are that passionate. Our fans are that passionate, actually. Well, you don't want them calling you homophobic slurs.
Yeah, you do have great fans, which is fine. I don't care. I'm not gay. I only tried it once. It's not for me.
No?
All right, so...
At least you gave it a shot.
What's, how do you like flying during this whole time? Is it getting better, getting worse? What? With the COVID,
Oh, I find it amazing that you can bring anybody on a I find it amazing you got to wear, I don't care about the mask, mm-hmm. but I find it amazing you have to wear the mask, right. But then you can bring any animal alive onto a plane. It just doesn't even matter anymore. Just like, this is my dog for my anxiety. It's like, yeah, it's shaking.
Yeah. I've seen dogs shaking, yeah.
They're starting to crack down on it a little bit. Have you noticed
ever that? Ever since the pony from Chicago to Lincoln, yes. Nebraska, right, yeah. Somebody brought on the
spot. Wasn't that the best?
Yeah, that was the best. That was in Lincoln, Nebraska. They flew from Chicago to Lincoln, Nebraska, that pony lady, yeah. I don't know what the hell that was about. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was a small horse. On the plane with him, right?
No,
yeah.
I'm under the impression didn't ride it on. That lady got around because I saw that horse in many an airport.
Yeah, but she was from Lincoln, though. From Lincoln, yeah, I knew that story. All right, Dave Landau with us.
She was taking it to Tijuana to do a show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Funnybone.omaha.com. Is Anthony's show going to continue, or is he just going to do it in South Carolina now?
As of right now, he's going to continue in New York until his house is, sold and he's on his way there. But he's going to keep the studio in New York, and then he's going to do a show from South Carolina, from what I understand.
All right.
I'm looking at your website.
He should still be on there.
DaveLandau.com. And there's a clip that rolls, tape clip. You're at the Gotham Comedy Club. Who is the blonde introducing you?
That is Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I thought so.
Oh, why would you know that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He mentioned one of those famous people in the world. You go, oh, who's that?
Well, because it looks like Pam Anderson.
Well, obviously.
But I had to confirm.
Was she? Did she? Go ahead.
Sorry.
Did she do a set?
She did do a set. She had it written by a friend of mine, Jimmy Fallon, and she did a set on the show and was a host, and it was pretty funny, and she did a good job, I thought. And then when she kissed me, I got Hep C.
That'll happen.
That quickly? Just from a big peck? You weren't, tonguing it? You got Hep C right away. That's amazing. I didn't read about that part.
I wish she gave me the chance to earn it. Do you want some? I'm like, I'll do what I got to do.
Tell your wife you're sorry. It was Pam Anderson. I got to get Hep C from that.
I had her magazine. Anyway, I'm going to have to wear a condom from now on. I don't know why I didn't then.
Dave Landau, funnybone.omaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. Go see Dave. He's hilarious, obviously. Yeah, we miss you. We haven't anybody in the studio ourselves for almost a year now, but some of our old buddies still call.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're in the studio, but we're not allowing people outside the studio yet.
We're about 8 days short of no guests for a year.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it will be more eventually. We're all getting the vaccine, hopefully sometime soon, and we'll all be safe, back to normal. All right. So you didn't get sick?
Cool.
All that traveling, you didn't get sick? You tried to stay safe as possible?
I was in Disney World last year. Yeah. boy, that sounds fun, starting that sentence.
Yeah.
I brought my son there, and he got really sick and hospitalized.
Whoa.
And it was, which is always fun to do, the happiest place on earth.
Right.
But it was only one day. He had this weird look about him, and I noticed kids were getting sick everywhere.
Right.
So I brought him to the hospital. We checked him in, and they said, we tested him. It's not the flu. We don't know what it is. So I laid with him all night. They hydrated him. And then the doctor comes in later, and he looked all shaky, and he's like, it's the flu. It's the flu. We're like, wait, what? You said it wasn't. And he's just like, no, it's the flu. I think he just didn't know what it was, or it was the new strain of whatever. They didn't know what it was.
Right.
So, because I ended up feeling a little weird after it. I felt off for a couple weeks. But
what month was this? Do you remember?
It was probably, I think it was January.
So it was before COVID actually hit. So you think your son actually had COVID?
Yeah, it was January. It was early February.
Okay.
So it was right as they said that it had hit. Right as they said, it came into America, like 2 months after the first case right. is when. And I figured Disney World, of all the places, probably has it. You
oh,
know?
Of course, yeah. Of course you did. How old was your How old was your son at the time?
Five.
Man, that's scary as hell, man. That's scary.
Yeah, well, actually, four. He just turned six, so yeah, he was four at the time. And, oh, dude, it was the absolute worst. And because I just kept looking at him, and I'm like, this is no way that he feels normal right now. And,
right.
and so my wife picked him up, and he vomited everywhere on her. And then I grabbed, this is a fun story if anybody's having breakfast.
Go ahead.
And then then I brought him upstairs, I'm like holding him, and then he throws up all over me. We're both just getting slimed, and I was like, all right, maybe we should go to the hospital.
Slime.
And I just walked in. Yeah, just like, and yeah, we go in, but it was just so strange because he had all these weird symptoms that now are supposedly COVID symptoms.
Now, you think you felt a little bad after that? You think you had it?
Yeah, I did for a while.
All right. How about
I mean, I could be wrong, but I also live in New York where, you know, Elmo's, you know, masturbate on the street, so it's not the cleanest place. Chances are I had the antibodies first.
Well, that was ground zero in this country early on.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Any of your friends get sick? Because, you know, we know a handful of comedians who caught it, and some have not recovered completely.
No, I have a few friends that have had it, though, and it's still affecting them. Like, Anthony had it really bad.
Did he really?
And, yeah, well, he had it, but he had like 3 days really bad, but then it kept on for like a month.
Okay.
But I had probably about 20 friends that had it, and fortunately, you know, all the ones that I don't like survived.
Wow, that's too bad.
You said force or unforced? I forget what you said. Dave Landau, funnybonomaha.com. Tonight, tomorrow night. All right, have a safe trip up there, Dave. I can't wait to see you in person again in the studio, man. You take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you. Always like talking to you guys. See you. Hope to see you in the studio soon.
Yeah, I hope sooner than later.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Landau.
Bye now.
Yeah, when he was on Anthony's show, he had told me before that that crowd is machismo hell, basically, you know.
Well, the host is pretty
hard. You suck. Well, they had to be that way, you know.
Weren't those the dudes where they would have, like, they would do stand-up tours with all the comics that those guys liked, and the comics would just be treated horribly?
Exactly. Right.
Screw you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It was that hardcore.
What the hell?
Hardcore. A lot of them right wing East Coast ass. It's just screaming at these guys all the time, you know?
Dave's really funny. What was that movie called that he made? He's an impressive dude.
He gave us a copy of that.
The King something?
Yeah, it's about guys driving around Detroit one night,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, he's a good dude.
King of Detroit.
That was it.
Yeah.
2014.
Yep.
That was that long ago.
Well, he's got that story. He was doing like, you know, PCP at 12 or something like that. Remember, he had a major drug problem in high school. Yeah.
He started early.
Yeah. You guys are pussies compared to him.
Compared to most.
Totally. Yeah. Not just him. Yeah, he's having withdrawals during a homeroom.
Exactly.
Good God.
Yeah, he was.
It looks like he lasted three episodes of Last Comic Standing.
Oh, he did? Okay.
It's a lot more than my 30 seconds.
Yeah, but that counts as one episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you on the IMDb? You get credit for that?
No, I don't think so.
Let me look you up.
Well, that's self-reporting, isn't it, basically?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think there's people that make this database.
Yeah, I think if anybody notices, they put it on there, but I don't think anybody noticed.
Yeah, there's a few.
You told one joke. That's what your kids tell you, right?
Right.
You told one joke. You told one joke.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, Craig?
Well, you probably saw that the Washington football team is eliminating their cheerleader program. They're replacing it with a co-ed dance squad.
Who still has cheerleaders? Do the Packers still have cheerleaders?
They never did.
Well, no, they have. They don't have your sexy cheerleaders like normal. They have like high school cheerleaders. Yeah. Like they still wear that kind of outfit.
But I was under the impression that most everybody had a dance team.
No, Steelers don't.
The Chiefs have cheerleaders.
Well, the Chiefs have hot cheerleaders.
The Cowboys. Cheerleaders famous. Famous.
Falcons got them. A lot of people do still.
I think they call them.
But the Redskin one was because they were all doing take your top off for us for extra booster money. That's why they're eliminating theirs.
I think the Eagles have a pretty famous one too.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Petra Pope, senior advisor and formerly manager of the Laker girls and then Knicks City Dancers, said that they are looking for that super athlete.
Is that your group, Nick? The Knicks City Dancers?
All right, we're working on the choreography right now.
Say they're looking for that super athlete that can dance, perform tricks and stunts, and manipulate whatever props that will create a really great show. The choreography will be much more athletic.
Nothing about earning extra money by going on a cruise with executives?
None of that is listed here.
Taking your top off for Schneider.
Right, you show Mark Ripon your boobs, you get extra credit.
Yeah.
Ripon?
Ripon? What was his name?
Ripon, yeah.
All right. Isn't it spelled R-Y?
Yes.
I always thought it was ripe.
I thought it was something you did to boobs. What's riping on boobs? I never riped a boob, but I'll try it.
It's okay. You've only been wrong for 30 years.
I've seen some ripe boobs.
Doesn't Ripon have a nephew in the NFL?
I believe so. Some sort of.
I think he played for Boise State.
It's a backup somewhere.
Right.
Todd made a point.
Not a good point. Just a point.
That... Trump will be inaugurated again March 20th.
March 20th now.
And right now, Joe Biden is acting as president a ruse while the Pope and others are rounded up. So we're going to round them up.
These are grown people that you're voting alongside and actually vote their way, too.
I always tell
my Republican
buddies.
They
live amongst us.
Right. They live amongst us. And you got friends that vote the same way these people do.
Maybe that's why the Pope went to the Iraq.
Yeah, he did. He's at the Iraq today.
To hide?
Apparently.
Yeah.
That has to be. I mean, sure, they're saying it's to go talk to the church whatnot, you know, and Christians and whatnot in the Iraq. But
the Iraq and such as.
But what it really is, and we all know, he's hiding from the mob that is about to arrest him.
Oh, makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it?
I see it all now.
Yeah.
The problem
now then, the good news for people that want to go to D.C. and watch...
The inauguration
on the 20th.
It didn't happen yesterday. It's supposed to be yesterday.
Right. On the 20th, here in about 15 days. Apparently, not everyone knows this, and so you can still get rooms at hotels there at reasonable prices.
The Trump Hotel for $600.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable price, apparently.
Here's the problem with this. Besides, we all know the problem. These are nut jobs. A legitimate news source could put a microphone in front of probably at least 10 Republican senators and say, is this true? And they would say they wouldn't deny it. They'd walk away.
Yep.
Because if they deny it, they lose those votes. And that's how horrible these people are. That they cannot say, hey, these people are nut jobs. Of course, Biden's president, and we're going to run against him in 4 years. Somebody will.
Yeah.
A dude with five years left on his term wouldn't say that.
But they won't say that. Right. They will say, well, that's what they believe, and I'm not going to, you know. No, you're horrible. Yeah. You're the worst because you're actually kind of smart, pandering these idiots.
Smart enough to out-weasel some weasels to get.
Right, to get where you're at. Right?
Well, I can't tell people what to think.
Right.
Everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unless it's something that, you know, he disagrees with you on.
Right, right.
And then you're just wrong.
Right.
I would like to see
giving people checks that are starving. Right,
yeah.
Right, pussy.
Yeah.
I would like to see the Pope in a police chase in a, like, bubble car.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because Couldn't he just hide in there if you try to arrest the Pope? Couldn't he just, like, lock the doors on the bubble and be like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out in here?
I always thought that bubble thing looked like when, you know, when you push down and the dice spin around.
Oh, yeah, like Trouble?
Sorry.
Right, I think you should push on that and the Pope should just roll around in there. that should pop up and he's just roll around in there.
Six.
That'd be awesome.
And by the way, coming back to our mixing metaphors, somebody reminded me of one of those from, remember, Big Lebowski?
There's a Pope poop in the woods.
There's a Pope ass in the woods.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites.
That's one of my favorites, too.
And is the Bear Catholic.
Hey, dude, you screwed that up. It's Bear.
Is the Bear Catholic.
Yeah, is the Bear Catholic. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.